Well, a very good evening to you all. Thank you so much for coming and being part of our Stylark Carols service this evening. We haven't finished yet, and there will be an opportunity to sing a few more songs in a moment. But for the next few minutes, I'm just going to share a short message as we think about Christmas. My name's Andy Wright. I'm one of the leaders here at Hub Community Church. And let me just say that whether you come to this church regularly or whether you're visiting us today, you're just so welcome, and we're so pleased. We're so pleased to have such a full house this evening, and we're so pleased that you chose to join us. So thank you. So why Christmas? What's the big deal? Why do Christians make such a big deal of Christmas? Why is it so special to us? Well, it's when believers in Jesus celebrate Jesus, God himself, coming down to earth, not in a trail of glory, not on some massive throne of splendor with armies of servants tending to his every want, but born as a baby, totally dependent on his earthly parents, born not in a heavily guarded, beautiful palace, but in a simple stable for animals, laid not in a luxury Moses basket or a kingly crib, but laid in an animal's feeding trough. Here is the long-awaited king, the subject of those prophecies we heard read at the beginning, written hundreds of years before Jesus was born as a human. This is the king of kings, that Christians have worshipped for thousands of years. The humble king, the king who came not to feather his own nest, but to lay down his life for every single one of us who have lived or ever will live. You see, Jesus needed to come because we live in a state of brokenness. It's easy to look around and see that this world we live in is a broken world. Things aren't as they should be. We only need to look at the television, listen to the news, look at our own lives, or maybe the lives of those around us, to know that we live in brokenness. But God never intended it to be that way. When God made the world, he made it beautiful. He made it in his perfect design. Nothing was wrong. But starting with the very first humans, we decided to turn our back on the way that God had asked us to live. We felt that we could do a better job. We turned to our own way and did our own thing. And that's what led to the state of brokenness that we all experience now. And the Bible calls that sin. Now, we try and get out of this state of brokenness in many different ways. For some of it, maybe it's through relationships we try and escape brokenness. For other of us, maybe it's through trying to earn lots of money or getting lots of possessions, lots of stuff. Or for others, maybe we try and make others feel a little less good about themselves in an attempt to try and make ourselves feel a little bit better. All these things and many, many more have been tried by people for many, many years to get out of this state of brokenness. But none of it's ever worked. None of it's ever will work. The only way to escape this state of brokenness is a doorway that God has provided out of brokenness. And that doorway is Jesus. We've heard about him this evening. You see, Jesus came down to earth as a baby, born in Bethlehem. He lived on this earth for around 33 years, and then he died upon a wooden cross. And in doing so, that sin that had led us to brokenness, Jesus took it upon himself, and he dealt with it. He made it possible for us to escape brokenness. And then 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave, and he is alive today. And we see here that sin was cancelled that led to our brokenness. But that doorway out of brokenness, if we choose to take that doorway, if we choose to turn to Jesus, and through his death and resurrection, allow ourselves to be made new, because he will make us new. Then he will return us. He will restore us back to how we should have been in the first place, in relationship with him. It doesn't mean that there'll never ever be any elements of brokenness in our lives again, but it does mean that we've made a decision to turn to Jesus, and we've allowed him to change us and make us new, back to how he always wanted us to be. Let me ask you this evening, where are you? Are you living in brokenness, or maybe some of the attempts we try to get out of brokenness? Or have you decided to turn to Jesus and allow him to make you new? If you haven't yet, there is an opportunity tonight over this Christmas period to make that decision, a decision you won't regret. This humble King, Jesus, came to save us. Came to save us all. It started in a humble cattle shed, and it led him, as we've said, to a wooden cross. But as we've heard tonight, the story does not end there. Jesus rose from the grave, meaning that death is not the end for those who trust in him. My father sadly and very suddenly passed away earlier this year. But we know that he had a hope. And although Christmas will be hard this year, I'm sure, we take comfort knowing that Dad had hope beyond the grave. We have hope beyond the grave if we place our trust in Jesus. We have hope that in Jesus who died, so that although we'll experience an earthly death, we'll actually never die. Because Jesus rose from the grave, it means that we can also, through trust in him, rise to new life again in him. There's still brokenness in my life, and I'm sure in all our lives too. But the promise that Jesus extends to me, the promise that Jesus extends to us all, is that we can become new through faith in him. It's not a ticket to an easy life, but it is a sure and certain hope that death is not the end. All this because of a humble baby born to humble parents in the most humble of circumstances. There was no room in Bethlehem, in all the places that Mary and Joseph tried, for Jesus to be born in, apart from the one stable whose door was open to them. It was a humble and it was a basic place. You might feel unworthy to let Jesus into your life. But the truth is that if you open the door of your life to him, he will come in and do as I've shared tonight, make you new. Others around you will have lives that are too busy. Others around you will have doors that are shut and locked fast. But the question I want to pose to you this Christmas is, will you make room to allow Jesus into your life? Thank you.